All right, you could keep it, but how do you know it's kosher?
You can tell from a slab of meat if it was shechted.
I guess they lived among Muslims. They also did, you know, by the neck. It was a little harder to. We didn't quite finish yesterday. The only thing I wanted to point out, which I don't know, we're at the two dots. We just finished that case where the vulture picked up the meat, and it's like seven lines down on 24B, Kaf Hei Amud Beis. The thing that we pointed out, which throws the whole monkey wrench in the issue, is that's the right word, is the lifni mershus hadin. We've been talking about din. So din means you could keep it. The owner gave up hope. But if you happen to be able to give it back to that person, because you know who it is, you can identify it, or he's screaming, I lost my this. So there is a lifni mershus hadin. There's the idea of going beyond the letter of the law. And it's interesting because that's the law that you, there's a mitzvah to go beyond the letter of the law. Then Tosus over here brings another pasuk too. It's called, it's good that there's a mitzvah to go to do what's good. It's Bederek Tovim. It's just an interesting concept. And so, yes, you can keep it, and 100%, but if you know the poor person that lost it and you're able to give it back, even if he was Miyayish, it's still, just have to keep that in mind. Right. Right. I see so, yes, sure, too.
You don't have to, but you really should.
Is that what Yashir Tov? Yeah. Tov is good. Okay, very good. Okay, yeah. Reb Chanina Matzah Gedi Shachat. He found a Shechta Gedi somewhere in between Tiberias and Tzipori. Anybody know, is that a big distance? Tiberias and Tzipori, actually. I don't know exactly. So, Vitirlo, and that's a Jewish area, they permitted it. Omer Avami Tirlo Meshum Metzia. Now, the fact that you could keep it, that's one halacha. That's like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that the owner gave up hope. Meshum Shkita Kareb Chananya ben Osher of Yosegali, and that it's kosher, that's like Reb Chananya. Netanya, we learn Harisha of the Logidia Batanagola of a person lost their goats and their chickens. And you went looking for them, and then you find them and they're shechted. Whoops. You know, so Rabbi Yehuda Oser. They're not kosher. Rechanina ben Osher of Yosegali Matar. He says they're good. Amr Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Kishamatsan Ba'ashpa. I would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that if they were in the ashpa, in the garbage dump, it's probably because they were treif. If the fact that somebody threw them away, that's suspicious. If you found them in a house, I don't know whose house, but you found them in a house. Right. So I was wondering, like, but you found them in a civilized place, not thrown away. Right. So then, hitirlam, hitirlam, shum shkuta, roiv yisrael nenu, shma mina. So we see, like, halachas like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now the chiddush is, if it's kosher, it's because it's Jewish. But then, why are you allowed to keep it? So it must be that even if it's Jewish, they gave up hope. I feel about roiv yisrael.
Would it really be a simon also?
On the chickens? No, I guess not. Yeah. Well, it could be the chickens are spotted in the certain. I mean, over here, yeah. Omar Rabba, Rav Kananim, Rav Tafka Yisrael. He said not necessarily that it's mostly Jews, as long as most of the butchers are Jews. For whatever reason, the Jews would have certain industries. In that area, the Shochtim were Yidden. But it's interesting, I guess if they would shecht it the way Yidden shecht it, even if they were mostly Goyim. But this is the way, you give me a bird, I'm going to shecht it the Jewish way, you know, whoever gives it to me. What?
Merchants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Rav Ami Eshka, one final case. Rav Ashi, he found perigos, shkutos, being tver litzipori. He found pigeons, Rashi gozlos. He found the partridge in a pear tree in Tzipori. Asa kamedi Rav Ashi, omele kamedi Rav Yochanan, v'omele beit. He brought it to the base medrash. What do I do? They said, Zil, you could keep it.
Amazing. You can get perigos.
Yeah,
that's chicken.
Oh, it's chicken. Oh, very good. Is it always chicken, or just have to be? Here it is. Olam shekol liyevi bro. Rav Yitzchak Nafa Ashan Kiburi. He found Kiburi. This is something you make nets out of. I don't know what it is exactly, but Azazule, Asi brought it from Yochanan Ben Yoshi. He said, oh, you could take it. Let's see, Rashi Kiburi. It says, Ashka Kiburi de Azu Beizui, Matza Pekia Shel Tevi Lemig. Something you make nets out of? Does Kiburis? Anybody know?
Whatever it is, it's something that's spun.
Spun string. He found like some string that's like perfect for netting, and they said, go keep it. So all of these cases we had this morning so far were yish, and you found that you could keep it. New Mishnah. Now this is the other side. The elu chayv lahachros. These you can't keep. You're obligated to call out. Matzah. So then the question will be how long, you know, like, or, matzah perus bekli. Let's say you found those fruits, but they're in a briefcase. They're in a basket. Oh, kli kamoshu, or you just find a basket. Mos bekis. You find them. Oh, here we go. Or we're at the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Or you found the money just like it's in the wallet, or you found the wallet. Basically, plain money, there's no simon, but a vessel or a wallet, that has a simon. A tiburi peris, a bundle of fruit, tiburi mos, a bundle of money, shloshima, three coins, one on top of each other. Krichus b'shu sayachid. You found those sheaves in a private property. Kikro shobalabayis. Or you found, just in time for Purim, you found homemade loaves. Beginze tsemer el kumin bezuman. Or you found homemade wool. Well, actually, flocks of wool that came from the craft house. But it's not generic. Kadi yan v'kadi shemen, jugs of wine, jugs of oil, all of these things you got to call out. So this is the opposite of the first Mishnah in Eil Metzius, which you can keep. These type of things all have a simon. So time ben amatzah peres b'kliu, most b'kis, the reason is you found the fruits inside the vessel and the money inside the wallet. But what happens if you found the vessel and the fruits in front of the vessel, or the wallet and the money in front of the wallet? If it's not in there, you could keep it. I'll bring you a proof to that. Matzah kli lefan of peris. You find a vessel in front of a fruit. Kis lefan of mos har elu. You can keep it. Now it's going to get more complicated. The assumption here is that we don't, once the money falls out, you don't really know who for sure if it came from that vessel. And you don't, there's no sign on it. But what about miksasim bekli if part of it is spilled out? And part in the vessel, or part in the wallet and part in the car. Then you know where it came from. Clearly, if it's half in and half out, so this money or this fruit fell out of the bag or the wallet, and you go, it's easy to find who the wallet belonged to, so you're obligated to announce it. For Raminhu, so where's the question? If you find something with no sign and it's right next to something, there are two things together. One thing has no name and the other thing has a name. Kaiv lahakris, you announce it. If the owner can identify the thing that has the simon, he gets the other thing. So this is a contradiction. It sounds like if you find two things together, as long as they can identify one, they get both. And then on the other hand, we said if you find a vessel and the fruit's next to it, you don't get it. It's a contradiction. So when is it that the owner gets both and when is it that he doesn't? Omer is it lokasha. So now we're going to find a few options. Number one, haba kuba v'kisni, haba v'tzini v'peri. Depends on what kind of container is it. If it's a kuba with flax, so then it's not, it's clear, let's see Rashi, kuba v'kisni, Gigas, by the way, they held on top of us, it says Har Kegugas, at Har Sinai, and in Purim, we didn't need it. Mutalus upishtin lefaneha, and the flax in front, devade had pishtin la mekuvena. When it's one jug and flax, it's clear that the flax didn't fall out of that jug because there'd be little pieces of flax still in the bag. So in this case, even though it's next to it, let's finish that Rashi. To imi none nafal. If it fell out of this bag, there'd be pieces left. But within the kiss of, and also in the wallet with money, mahaytaima. The wallet, I was a little more harder to imagine because like a little piece of fabric, you'd think there'd be like evidence that some of it, like, you know, felt or like, you know, little pieces, fuzz, something inside. But with a wallet, he's kind of saying that some of the money would have stayed in. I don't know what kind of wallet. Or
it's coins. It's not bills.
Right. So maybe that something would be stuck in the hem or something. You'd find some evidence where the money came from. Then it's clear. Habitzinu v'peri, whereas if it's a basket and fruit, then you got to give back both. That's one answer. Reb Papa said, no, both cases are a basket and fruit. Lo kasha hadishtai b'amidi. There's actually some left, or there's nothing left. Iboy say mahabaha, or really there's nothing left. Lo kasha hadim ape. You got to do some investigative work. Look at the opening of the purse or the basket and see if where the fruits have spilled, it clearly came. You have to like move back, look at the crime scene and see if it, you know, where did it come from? So if it came from there, then you got to give it back. Hadar lo mahadar ape, if the opening wasn't where the fruit spilled, then they're yours. Or you boy say, or even if they're next to the opening, hadar islay ubnin, is there a rim in the basket that would have caught it? Hadar lesnay ubnin. The bottom line is, when there's two things, you have to just investigate if it's likely that the things came from the basket that you got to give back. If there's no proof whatsoever, it's totally separate. You could keep the scattered fruits and money, but if it's clear either that there's some left inside, according to one, or even if not left inside, if the opening faces it, or if there's this rim, there are different views about what's needed to assume that it belongs to the container.
What happens if you make a cross, so somebody says, oh, I lost a wallet, and then the guy comes and he says, hey, wait a minute, this wallet is half empty. I remember exactly how much money was in it, and he names the exact amount.
Okay? Oh, and it's the amount in your pocket.
Yeah, right.
So the question I have is, it might go back to Yishlo Midas, if the owner would know that some of the money spilled out, would he have given up hope of getting...
He didn't know that.
Didn't then it's an interesting
akimta,
but that's not what the facts seem to be.
That's why Sefer Yashar
Ha'Tov
comes in.
Yeah, that's right. Moving on. So Tzibori person, if it bundles the money and bundles the fruit, Shmamina. So how do you identify a bundle of fruit? So it must be the number. So the Gemara says Tani Tzibor Peiros. We said that you said a bundle of fruit, so then you're where that's not the sign. So then Shmamina must be where you found it. So the Gemara said you could learn know the number. There's two opinions: is a place a simon and is a number a simon? So you can't really bring a proof because it's either one or the other. But if you say Malcolm's not a simon, okay, so then the number is the simon. And if you say numbers are not a simon, okay, then the place is a simon.
That was my focus on the previous stuff. We never resolved that. Right?
Correct. That's so we can't bring a proof. We know that one of the two is going to be the simon over here. And we said three coins, one on top. Yitzhak Migdaloi. This is a famous Gemara. All of a sudden, it's Yitzhak Migdaloi, and he's going to say that the coins are like a migdal. So they named a person, if you merited to be mentioned in the Gemara, that was your name for life. It's like, you know, the great sage, Chafetz Chaim, was called Chafetz Chaim because he wrote a book called Chafetz Chaim. He had a real name, Yisrael Meir Kagan, right? But they called him Chafetz Chaim because so if your name got in the Gemara because you taught the teaching of Tower, so you got that name, Tower. When I grew up, I knew kids whose last name was Migdal. That's like a Jewish last name. I wonder if it's Sister Yitzchak Migdaloi. But at any rate, it's about 2,000 years ago. I don't know if the name stayed that long. But Yitzchak Migdaloi said, if the monies are, when is it that if you find money, you have to return it? If the money is piled in a specific way that you can tell that somebody intentionally left it there, it wasn't helter-skelter random. Taninami, most of the story, if they're scattered, you can keep them. But if they're like towers, you got to announce it. What is our towers?
In which reshus?
This Mishnah was even in Reshus Rabim, I believe. Because if you look in our Mishnah top line, it said three coins, and then it said Krikus Reshus Yochid. So, what? Yeah, so... You'd have to, yeah.
Why don't we say it's going to get kicked around and then the Migdal's going to get kicked over?
That's a good point.
Okay. But you crimped it.
It's standing there, you know.
So that was a different argument. What if it has a sign now, but you're going to lose? That's a good point. Simina sui lidoris.
Right. Yeah, right. But the fact that he found it in the tower, as he said, that means it didn't happen.
It wasn't Doris yet. You know,
but what he wants to know, what if it's in a place that you wait a few minutes? It's not going to.
In the meantime, it's a hell.
That was his question. I'm just repeating the question. Yeah. Half the group loves it, half the group thinks it's not a question. So, okay. Shlosha Mabazugav, three coins. Haguf Kasha. It's a question. At first, you said if you find scattered money, you could keep it. Now, there's a middle ground. That's called Mishkalfet Chlufi. I love these words. It's Rashi, part of it is like on top of each other. So then you got to announce it. But then you look at the last case, if it's like a tower, you got anything less than a tower, if it's meshklufe, shklufe, then you can keep it. So the Gemara said, Tani, as long as it's not like a tower, it's called scattered. Apparently, if you just sweep them into the corner, some of the coins will be on top of each other. That's very, it's some overlap. So it's only if it's mamish in a specific tower form, then you have to announce it. It's clear that somebody left it that way. But shklufe, shklufe, it's not so clear. It could be you know, in that way. Omra kanina lo shano shosholosha melachim. These coins, if it's three different kings, I will show melachacha, but the same king you don't. So the Gemara said, wait a second. Idaso migdolin, if it's like a tower, even if they're all the same coin, same king, you would. V'idainas, and if they're not like a tower, even if it's three different kings, the Gemara Eliyit Mar, if you learned it, Hakiyit Mar, this is lo shano shol melech achad kein shloshim melachim. It's one king like three. V'heikidami, we mean that each coin had a unique spot like a tower. Ravka tasoy, the wide one on the bottom, umetziyaso eloy, and the middle one on top of it, and the smaller one. This tower means there's three. It's like you've got your quarter, your nickel, and your dime.
It's a pyramid.
Yeah. So that's what we mean. Like three different coins. They're three different kings. They're like different currencies. Mitzvah Darmina Nuke Anke. Clearly, he left it. But if they were all the same king and the same coin stacked up, Afal Gafta. Even though, oh wow, these three pennies are on top. You could keep them because Emis Ram Emis Ram. It's not clear that it's a pattern. They just, all the coins are on top of each other.
Well, and they fell neatly stacked.
They'll stack. Apparently, like they'll, it could just be random that they were stacked. But if it's in a tower, that's unique. Rabbi Yonah Sevi L'Shem Elochechad. Even if it's like one king, the same size, you announce them. What do you announce? The number. How many? So the Gemara said, why three, even two? So Ravinu, the problem is you said plural, so anybody could guess at least two. Boy, Ravirmiya, the Ravirmiya has a question. What if the coins weren't a tower, but they were like a shear? They were like a half circle. What is that suspicious or not? Does that clearly indicate that the owner put them there? Or what about Keshura, like a beam, or Chatsuva? Chatsuva is like it's like three-legged. Rashi has a picture, two lines from the bottom. It looks like a segel. You see that, Rashi? The two lines from the bottom. Kegimo ragle kan in Rashi. Avir sheni kazeh. It's not a very sophisticated picture. Okay, but that's, I'm not sure that those are the coins. A kasulam. This one is the one I wanted a picture. He didn't.
It's an equilateral triangle, is what he's trying to say. At least that's the picture, and that seems to be what Rashi is saying.
Oh, okay.
Can I get Avir shel sheni?
But this one, I wasn't sure. Their coins are like a ladder. Would that be good or not? The most of the middle ones on the bottom one, I think they step up like a something like a ladder. I don't know what. However, that is. Would they be good or not? So, Pasha, you could at least answer one. If you can like slip something under it and grab all three, then it's like there's some reason why he stacked them that way, because you can pull them the same together. So then you got to announce it. Boy, Ravashi. So again, there's a certain wisdom to figuring out if they were deliberately placed there. And the question is, what if it's not such a sophisticated tower? It's just like a round or this and that. I'm not sure if that could be random, or even if it's not random, it wasn't like placed there. It's more, I don't know, somebody was playing or something. It's not clear what the word doesn't answer it, but we threw those questions out. Next question. Boy, Rabashi, we turn the page.
Since this is obviously intentionally done where it's stacked one on top of the other, right?
So, the tower is, yeah.
So why would a person do that? Because Because if someone else takes it and they have to announce it, if they don't announce it, then what happens? So why would a person do that in the first place, setting up another person to possibly take it and not announce it?
Because he's OCD, that's why. People do that.
Could that be used for witchcraft, like we learned about the bread?
Right, so there must be a reason why the Gemara debated different shapes. Like, does it have to do with the effort into putting it, or does it have to do with, like you said, maybe it's witchcraft, or maybe it's there's some other
I actually saw this once, and then I saw the women who were near there, and I realized, oh, there's a connection between these women and the stack of coins like this.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. There are sometimes you see a coin and you wonder if people are watching you to see if you pick it up or something, you know, like or the.
But, the TV camera, right?
Right, that's right. Right. That was the old day. But I don't know why the Gemara had like, we had three different, you know, the Gemara didn't explain like why would the one type be different than the other, but I don't know. Moving on. What about if you found them like the stones in Beis Kolos? We're going to see the. This was the Marcellus. This was the famous idol that they used to put stones in front of. So if you find the coins like that, can you keep them or not? Tashima the Tanya Matza, most of you spread out money, you can keep it. But if they're, that implies, but if they're not spread out, but they're just like the idol stones, then you got to announce them. What are idol stones? One on one side, one on the other, and one on top.
Wait a minute.
It sounds like an Oreo, doesn't it? Right. one on each side and one in the middle.
First of all, maybe it belongs to a guy if it's an idol.
No, no, coins that were like the way the stones were.
I understand, but who would do that? Only a guy.
Only by the stones did they do it like that. But this is he's just describing a famous pattern.
I'd be worried. Maybe it was Asher Bar Noam.
The coins, really? But I don't think the coins were used to throw at the idol. He's just saying the coins are used in the famous Marcellus pattern that everybody, whenever you have one, and one on top, that's the Marcellus pattern. We're not sure. So we said that you would have to announce it. Yeah. Tanu Rabbanan motzi sel b'shuk u'motzi chaver v'omer lo shel. You find money and someone says it's mine. Kadashahi, it's brand new. It's the Neron Caesar just put it out. Shomelik Ploni. He, lo Omar Klum. You could keep it, just ignore it. Avalo, Afilu Shmo, even it's got my name on it. Lo, the fish ain't similar to coins, there's no way. What do you mean? If it has his name on it, it's clearly his. But yeah, that just means it started with him. Dilma Afik, Apge, Minisha, Queen Enuffal. Maybe the, I remember as a kid, we used to trade in baseball cards, and there were certain kids that would write their names on the baseball card, you know, or they'd write their initials and this is about yeah.
But like you said before, you have this guy that's OCD. What if a guy lost a bunch of coins and he'll tell you 1976, 1982, 1999? Like he knew the dates on all those coins. Yes, Mabeya doesn't have a coin, but sometimes.
So that's better. In other words, here it's if you have a bill and you have your name on it, maybe he spent it.
Right.
But you're saying if you had a very, you know, there was a whole bunch and he knew
of
each one.
And he knew the date on all those coins.
So that's probably a simon.
I think I'm going to name my son Ben Franklin.
That's right. That's right. Right. Let's look at.
He says Judea Vixit, and maybe it's not so
good. Quick look at Tosus. When is it Kulis and when is it Marcellus? Tosus, Mikan Rabbeinu Tam Deim Shem Avodah Zorah Marcellus. That's not the real name. The real name is not Marcellus. The real name is Kulis, like it says over here. So then why is everybody calling it Marcellus? So I wanted to Google this later, but he says Marcellus means the opposite of Kilus. Kilus means praise. They call it Kilus, praise. So guess what? We call it Marcellus, the opposite of play. Chachamim echlifu leganai. This is the, there's a mitzvah to make fun of idols. Lashon alag v'kelis. Umaru, and when you use the word mar, it means the opposite. Mar shkuta per gidanosha, mar de parzula, that goes to basra. So Marcellus means the opposite of praise. So we called it mar. The only thing is in English, I heard of Marcellus. So I wonder if that caught on.
I had a principal. I mean, it was a hush of Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Margolis.
Oh, Margulis.
What's that?
I think there was a Roman emperor, Marcellus Remus or something, or, okay, new Mishnah.
Well, when we say Mars, Marzutra and all them Mars.
I don't think that means the opposite. Yeah, there it's respectful, like Mister. Yeah.
Master,
yeah. But this, he's saying that there's a Mar that means the opposite of Kolis, then. Okay.
I postulated, when Chazal called, Teleh, the god of the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. So Teleh means a lamb, a baby sheep.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I postulated that it's actually not a baby sheep. It is a fierce-looking adult ram.
Sagi Nohar, you mean? Right. We were making fun of it. You guys, you gods of it. Okay, that's the reason. Specifically with idols, if that name was used, as Dr. Yaffe says, it was to make fun of it. There was a mitzvah to make fun of. I was debating about Homentashin. Maybe that's why we have called. How do we give it such a silly name? Because we want to make fun of Homen, But
Homen's ears is what a Homentashin.
Right, but so it sounded funny to me, the eating Haman's ears. But if it's making fun of Haman, there is this concept of making fun of Avodah Zarah, and he made himself an Avodah Zarah. Anyway, okay, but I didn't want to say a poor drasha. Okay, new mission. Matz achar agapa. What if you find something behind the fence? Or achar hageder, or either the one kind of fence or another kind of fence, goes with little birds, tied up birds. So the owner isn't far away because he just tied them up. Or it's on the path in the field, so you shouldn't touch them. Because clearly the owner is nearby, you're going to grab them, he's not going to get them back. In other words, usually there is a mitzvah to return it, and there is a siman here, but if you take it, you might make it harder for him to get it. Matzah kli ba'ash, but if you're
saying that it's not an aveda if you find such a thing, you can make the assumption that it was never lost.
Correct. He's going to come back to find it, looking for it near the place. Motza kli ba'ashba. Now, what about if you find a kli, which means it belongs to somebody, and it's in a garbage dump? So, if it's like covered up or hidden, like somebody put it there to come back and get it, don't touch it, because then he'll never get it back if you grab it. But on the other hand, if it's in the open, so he wouldn't have left it there, it's in a place of danger, then you should take it and announce it. My time we say somebody put them there. The ishakalahu, if you take them, not only will he not get them back, less he won't, he can only identify by location. Hilchag l'shkafina, leave it ad asimaraya v'shakalu, until the owner comes and picks them up. The Gemara says, yeah, but if they're tied, can't the string be a simen? Amrav abba rizid, amrav mekusha mekanfeha. No, they're tied on the wings. The kuli alma helchimatu. See, I didn't understand this because I thought everybody has a certain kind of knot. But it implies it's not so much the knot, it's the placing of the knot. He says that he tied it on the wings. Everybody ties the wings the same way. Unless there's a certain kind of knot that you tie the wings with. I guess you don't want to try to sit there trying to get the knot out or the... that's what it implies. I'll have a makom simon. What about where it is? These birds are jumping around. So if they jump, they could have come from anywhere. Why can't you keep them? So they could be. Or somebody could have put them there. So it's a suffix. He knew it. This also is interesting that until now, it was like Pashan. Either you could keep it or you announce it. Sometimes we're not sure. And if you're not sure, best to leave it where it is. If you're not sure, don't take it. But once you take it, you're stuck. don't put it back. Maybe you got an obligation. Why shouldn't you put it back, Rashi? There's nobody who can give you a sign. Now, there's nothing unique. So then we said, if you found it in the garbage dump, if it's covered, you shouldn't touch it, but if it's open, you can take it. For a minhu, where's the question? If it's hidden away, you announce it. Shekin derek ashba lift us, because they clean garbage dumps. So that implies that you could keep it. That implies you better take it, because it's going to be thrown away. So there's two kinds of... when is it that if you find something in the garbage, you have to call it out? So it depends on what it is. Haba kubi v'kisi, haba saknini v'hemnik. If these are kubi and kisis, these are things that a person would have known they threw out, then there's no mitzvah to announce that it was thrown there on purpose. But if these are knives and hemniks, hemnik you should remember from Sukkos, that is famous, for some reason that's how the lulav is not kosher if it's hemnik. That's the, whenever you look at that, that's like one of the things you look for on those. Everybody, hemnik is the teepee, the Indian, like this split. So if it has the hemnik, so.
But you can root Birkas Kahanim, though.
Yeah, that's right. So what's interesting is the I know this from the restaurants is that they always have to buy new silverware because and knives because they fall in the garbage. The smallwares tend to, they're always cleaning up and cleaning off counters, and smallwares disappear. And you know that from your Pesach silverware and your other stuff. Like, where'd it go? It's, you know, the peelers. I'm always buying peelers. You know, certain things, smallwares disappear. So the those you got to announce because he didn't realize that they're in the garbage. Let's see Rashi. Kubi v'kisi t'munim midasi. Somebody put them there, the big things. They know they're there. Don't touch them. But sakini hemek, smallware, shehem kenu ketanim, aveda hem, those are lost. Sheshlichem shamim ashba, when they took out the garbage, they took those out. Shemunibala, come on, park. So I don't know what the hemek is, why you would have a tool that looks like this, but there was, I guess it was useful for something, the split. A nutcracker maybe or something, I don't know. Like,
isn't it a fork?
A hemnik? Is it?
Well, the hemnik in lulav is like, they always say it's a pitchfork. So I'm assuming if that's your stocking, it could be like a fork.
Oh, something okay.
Something there it splits into...
In the Gershkos, so the hemnik is middle instrument, one on both ends used by inscribes, one end is split, but shaped like a Y. Kind
of like that. Oh, it's a scribe tool. Yeah. It's like a pen, maybe.
Yeah. Make the lines on the cloth, maybe?
I've never seen one, but okay. That exists. Okay. So now we know where the hemnik is. So
what? So throwing out the silverware is like 2,000 years old, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the...
At least 1,500.
Yeah, so no to my... Then you announce it. Repapa says both cases are... It's kubi and kisis. These are big things, but it depends on the garbage. Not what's in the garbage, but is the garbage meant to be cleaned out? They didn't have regular garbage service in those days. So when you'd put stuff there, it was like an outdoor area where you left stuff. So ba'ashba, so you lift nose, then you better announce it because it's going to all be cleaned out. They're coming any minute. Kam ba'ashba, she'enu suyu lift nose. But if it's not going to be cleaned out, then the owner will go back and get it. Ashba suyu lift nose aveda midasi. The Gemara says, yeah, but if you put it there, if he knew the garbage was coming and he left it there, obviously he didn't want to pick it up. Ela ba'ashba, really, both of them were in a garbage that wasn't meant to be picked up. But the garbage people changed their mind and they said, you know what, let's clean it out. But the owner might not know that. Now, sometimes you have stuff and you're in a city, so you go to the place where they put the garbage and you dig in a corner or you put it in a place. But you assume that nobody was going to touch it over there, but now they're going to clean it, so then you have a mitzvah to try to notify the owner. That's what it means because it's normal to move. But according to Rizvid, what does it mean it's normal for them to clean it out? Derek, I have a little Caleb Katanim. They clean up the small stuff. I don't know if the people, the homeless people do it, or it's normal to lose the small stuff there, and therefore there's a mitzvah to announce it.